right, I want to talk about the made-for-TV miniseries called True Story, starring Wesley Snipes and Kevin Hart. I caught it on Netflix. It was on the Netflix top 10 shows. That basically means it's extremely popular in the United States at this time on Netflix. The story revolves almost like an autobiography, a little bit. It shows Kevin Hart as a star, the star that he kind of is now, as he plays himself almost like a comedian, with some very, very key differences. In the film, his name is Kid. His brother is played by Wesley Snipes, and his name is Carlton. Without giving away too much, in the first episode of the series, Kevin Hart wakes up one morning after basically having a night, after getting drunk and spending the night with this woman. When he wakes up, his brother wakes him up and he's like, "Hey, that woman's dead. And we got to do something." He's like, "Well, let's just call the police." No, we got to get rid of the body. And so right away, you're like, you have to suspend your disbelief on this first episode, because I don't think any star of that caliber would ever agree to just dump the body or as the steps unfolded in this film, hire someone to dispose of the body. Next thing you know, Wesley Snipes brings in this shady character that's going to guarantee they can get rid of the body, and he's just going to need some cash up front to do it. And that guy is played by Billy Zane. And so I don't know if that trickled over into the second episode, but that was the premise for the whole series. And I don't want to go into all of what happens in the series, other than to say that this is one of those types of Netflix series that when you start watching it, the very last couple of minutes of each episode really hooks you in and makes you want to continue watching the next episode. Kind of like clickbait. You're like, oh, right when it ends, oh wait, what's gonna happen? And you want to go and watch the next episode. And I think this is a limited series, 6 or 7 episodes, I believe, total. I just remember that the last 3 episodes, I couldn't stop watching. It was just back to back to back to finish off the series. And I have to say, Kevin Hart's been in a few other films, and so he's been expanding his resume as not only just as a comedian, but as an actor. He's been in a lot of good films, and so is Wesley Snipes. And it was nice to see Wesley. I haven't really seen much of him since being put in jail for tax evasion. So it's nice to see that he's out earning a living. Kevin Hart was really good in this. They were both really good. It was a very, very entertaining series, and I can't say enough about it. I would give it 5 stars. It's a great series.